Oh my goodness, are you lost? How fortunate that you happened to find my cabin then. You poor thing. You look like you've had a hard time. Come in at once, my dear. You do look so adorable with the rosy cheeks and nose, but I know it means you're cold. Have a seat by the fire, dear, and I'll bring you a blanket and something warm to drink. Here you are, dear. Drink up. Careful not to spill while I put this blanket on. I promise it's clean. I'm afraid it likely smells like me, but you probably don't mind, right? No one was ever killed by the scent of a mature woman. Do you like your drink, my dear? Oh. I was going to ask if it was too sweet, but now I see that you're too sweet. You simply have to stay the night. No, I really mean it. It's already late in the evening, and you don't want to be caught out after dark. Why? Haven't you heard? These woods are haunted. It really is so fortunate that you came by. Not just for you, but for me as well. You're probably wondering why I live out here alone in a haunted forest anyways. Well, it's quite simple, dear. You see, I'm a witch. Surprised? No ugly green wart on the end of a foot's long nose, right? Just a beautiful, curvaceous, motherly woman. If you don't believe I'm a witch, I can prove it. Come with me and see my workshop. It's quite warm there. Are your feet feeling a little heavy? Oh, that's fine. Don't worry about it. I know you're very tired after wandering the forest all day. I also might have given you something that would make you more relaxed and maybe a little more compliant. A bit more sensitive and must feel quite intense having my big soft breasts pressed into your back. I'm sure you'd be excited anyway, but I'll give you some credit and say the drink is why you're already getting hard. It's quite endearing how you can't control yourself, though. I could just eat you up, dear. Well, if the steaming cauldron before you doesn't tell you I'm a witch, I'm not sure what will. This is just the base for a potion. There are so many things I can make with this. So many ingredients you could provide me. I can tell you were born an auspicious day. Of your hair would be so useful. Your blood is immensely valuable, but one thing more than anything else. Is simply priceless. Can you guess what it is? Does me taking off your pants answer the question? This oil of ironwood should help with collecting this most precious of ingredients. Yes, works every time. I'm sure you've never been this hard in your life. Your body is so responsive, though. I'm not sure I really needed it for anything but lubrication. Even just having your ear licked. Raises goosebumps all over your skin. Are you unused to a woman's touch, dear? Or is it that you simply like me that much? I know my hands are soft and the drink I gave you is making you more relaxed. But your moans are awfully uninhibited. Do you even know what you're doing to me? It makes me even hungrier for you. I simply must taste you properly later. Maybe I'll start with a kiss. Or perhaps I'll simply sample the goods for myself. This is more than just good fortune. This is fate. I'm only just beginning to slowly pump your precious cock and you're already leaking pre-cum. You are the perfect source of ingredients for me. I might have to drain a little blood now and then, but I'll make it as painless as possible. I promise I'm going to keep you safe and sound forever. I'll be able to cast such powerful incantations thanks to you. Speaking of, would you like to hear one now? Oh, don't worry, dear. It's not like I'm hypnotizing you to be my love slave. I'm simply making your ejaculate as voluminous as possible. In simpler terms, your load is going to be absolutely massive. That's why I'm jerking you faster now. It's not going to be long until you come harder than you ever have before. I love the way he whimper and squirm. I never knew a man moving his hips like this could be so erotic. You know I'm just using you for your seed right now, yes? If you feel like this now, can you even imagine what it would feel like if we actually made love?
Try to envision. What if this was my pussy on your cock instead of my old man? I promise I'm tighter, wetter, and warmer than any hand. I'll even give you a little preview. I'll move my hand the way I'd fuck you with my pussy.
Maybe one day. You're gonna have to earn that though. How? That should be obvious by now, dear. Come. Shoot out every last drop of your precious seed. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, keep going. Good boy. boy. Good little cum pup. Pretend it's my pussy milking you dry. Imagine it's my womb and not a cauldron that you're filling up. Oh, good boy. Oh, what a good boy you are. I didn't even know it was possible for a man to shoot so much cum in one go. And I don't think you're even finished, are you? No. Your balls are puffy, but they haven't been quite fully drained. That was quite a cute moan you made when I touched them, though, dear. I'll have to keep that in mind when milking you in the future. Leaving? Oh no, I'm so sorry. You see, the sun has just set. That spell I cast on you earlier, that was really two spells, and you fulfilled the condition of the second one by staying here until sunset. You see, dear, you can never leave my cottage again. You're mine to harvest again and again.